We've entered the Alderaan system.
Open up in there.
Carrie Fisher was just 19 years old when she became a household name. She is still best known for fighting stormtroopers while wearing something that looked like cinnamon buns on the sides of her head.
This is not rescue. When you came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
He's the brains, sweetheart. What the hell are you doing?
Somebody has to save our skins. Into the garbage chute, flyboy.
In the years since, she's made a name for herself as a Hollywood script doctor and novelist. Her bestseller, Postcards from the Edge, was made into a movie with Meryl Streep. And she has also had a very public struggle with drug addiction and bipolar disorder. Her memoir, Wishful Drinking, has now become a one-woman show on Broadway starring Carrie Fisher. The day I spoke with her, she came into the studio wearing dark glasses and looking like she was still waking up. I guess you do have a show tonight.
I do.
So in a few hours, you're going to be raring to go.
I know. I have to sort of behave like an athlete, not do that much in the day, and then get my whole personality out there.
Good. Well, I'm glad this qualifies as not much.
This isn't that much. Well, I yes, okay.
You first appeared on Broadway, as you mentioned, I believe, in the show, when you were 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And did you feel as though that was the beginning of a career that would find you there again 37 years later?
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher is now yawning.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't feel like that. I was just doing the show in those days to hang out with my mom. That's a family outing for us. You know, some people go on picnics, out to dinner. We go and entertain together. So that was how to be with my mom. I was in her nightclub act, then I was in the chorus of her show, Irene. And
you know, you're Liza in an alternative universe, I guess, is really what you are.
No comment.
right at the beginning of the show, you surprise people, I think. The lights come up and you ask the audience if they have questions. It works incredibly effectively. At the show I went to, I thought, is this a plant? Your response was so kind of effortless and as though you weren't struggling to find your words at all.
I am somebody that would be just as happy to do a show that literally was called Any Questions. There was a thing that I'm not going to compare myself to him. Coleridge used to say he didn't think of himself as a writer. He thought himself as a conversationalist. And, you know, it's spontaneous and it keeps me interested. It keeps me engaged.
Right.
And it keeps me and the audience in relationship.
Your Coke is here, they say.
Yeah, my blow, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Great. Thank you.
Of course.
You got the Coke Classic you're drinking there.
I know. I'm trying to wake me up.
Having seen the show, do you think an average audience member has a real sense of the real you? What's the difference between the version of Carrie Fisher we get watching your show and who you actually are?
They're, you know, probably too close for comfort sometimes, you know. But I think, to me, there's a Carrie and there's Carrie Fisher. And Carrie has to kind of make sure Carrie Fisher gets enough sleep so Carrie Fisher can do her show.
Because Carrie Fisher is supporting Carrie.
Yeah, and Carrie wants to go shopping, so Carrie Fisher has to take care of Carrie. But, you know, there's a witness state. I think everybody has something like this. You feel like I'm fooling people or whatever it is that you feel.
I have to pretend to be the boss or the parent or whatever.
Well, we're all acting like ourselves, and eventually that's what Cary Grant used to say. I acted like Cary Grant, and eventually I became the act.
Yes.
So I, you know, it is me. Yes,
yeah.
It is me.
Well, and getting out loud laughs, I mean, you've written comedy in film and television and books, but readers and movie audiences, you don't get to experience that. That's very different.
And they're laughing about things that aren't funny in my show.
Yeah.
And that I have been able to alchemize this stuff that was painful and make it funny and really make it be like, you'll probably by the end of the evening be very relieved that you don't have my life.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's a way to survive everything and not only survive it, but transform it into my life.
Right.
You know, I have problems, problems don't have me,
right.
That kind of thing.
Without ever getting quite that earnest and motivational about it.
Yes, I'm not doing my 12-step pitch.
You also, in the course of the show, make fun of your acting, especially your acting as Princess Leia in Star Wars. Do you like acting, actually?
No.
Really?
I like it, sort of. I mean, do I like it? Yeah, you know, I like being on the set. The acting itself, I liked working in Woody Allen's film because he would say, here's the scene, here's the situation. You start here, you end here. I need this information out. Now say it any way you want. That kind of acting I really like.
So it doesn't say actor on your passport. What does it say? What is your occupation?
Conversationalist.
Really? It doesn't say that on the passport, I'll bet.
No, it usually says writer.
You played a writer on television. You got an Emmy nomination for this great performance on an episode of 30 Rock.
Playing a writer with a drug problem, it was really hard for me to.
Yes.
Just, you know, I had to.
A writer who had been brilliant and revolutionized television comedy. In fact, let's listen to a clip.
Did an F train just go by your window?
I know that look. Don't even think about jumping for that train.
You know, I think I should. I should go home before it gets dark.
You can't abandon me, Liz. You are me.
No, I'm not you.
Really? You pick up guys that are smart and funny, and they leave you for someone less complicated. You're never gonna get married, Liz. You're married to your job.
Oh, my God. I lost my job.
You're just like me. You get up in the morning and smoke weed.
No, I don't.
You obsess about the Jamaican man across the hall.
Oh, my God. I lost my job.
You wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for me. I broke barriers for you.
I really have to go.
I sat around while my junk went bad. All for you. I didn't have any kids. You're my kid. You're my kid that never calls.
Yikes.
Help me, Liz Lemon. You're my only hope.
That is Carrie Fisher with Tina Fey in 30 Rock. Speaking of women in comedy, it is, I read a line in the New Yorker some weeks ago saying there are no women writers working for any of the late night comedy shows, which I'm not easily shocked or especially PC, but that really did shock me.
That is shocking. I didn't know that.
But this was limited to Letterman, Conan O'Brien, and Leno.
Well, then who is Letterman having sex with?
Non-writers, I guess.
Writers are so much better in bed, though. That's probably why that thing went wrong.
Really, you think?
I have no idea.
Yeah. How did you get started as a writer?
Letterman, sexually. No. How did I get started? I just wrote. I was just writing when I was like 14.
Really?
But
professionally, you didn't start doing it till rather later.
30.
Yeah.
Actually, it was 28. I started writing books, and I really, really enjoyed it.
This is Postcards from the Edge.
Yeah.
And that was a very funny book. Did it surprise you that you were able to do it so well and that it did so well?
Well, yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, I faked it till I made it.
You talk in the show a lot about your as you refer to it, as we're not supposed to anymore, manic depression, your bipolar condition. At what point in your life did the understanding that that's what was causing you problems come about and you began medicating it?
Medicating it with doctors or medicating it myself?
With doctors, I meant. Officially, with prescription
Same
drugs.
Same thing as the writing.
Around 30.
Yeah. I went into rehab when I was 28, got out at 29, and everyone around me that got sober calmed down. And I got, my behavior was even weirder than when I was high. So I went back to therapy, you know, and then they wanted to give me pills. And I was just like, what? I just stopped this stuff. So, you know, I went through a long thing before it's kind of worked itself out now.
Carrie Fisher's memoir is called Wishful Drinking, and it's also a one-woman show on Broadway. Thank you very much, Carrie Fisher.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.